Well, it's great to be back with you here today. And I've been really looking forward to worshipping with you. Debbie and I had a lovely time with some lead to refresh ourselves. And I'm dressed up for a wedding, but I can't have a wedding unless there's a bride and a groom. That's okay, we're going to be looking at the theme of Easter Day. The Christian faith is based on the life of Jesus Christ. Especially his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. Like the foundation stone of the building, or foundations of a building, the life of Jesus is the rock on which our faith is resting. Especially the death and the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Now, the historical evidence we have for the resurrection of Jesus comes from the four Gospels. And these four Gospels, they're called the Injil, aren't they? So each of the four Gospels is the Injil. Each of these four Gospels, they're called the Injil of Luca, and the Injil of Johanna, and the Injil of... And actually each of these is the life of Jesus. Actually, in Islam, Muhammad said that the Injil is the book that Jesus got. But actually, Jesus didn't get a book. He is the book. His life is the book for us to read. I don't think Muhammad understood what the Injil was. And this word Injil actually comes from Greek. It means good news. It means the good news about Jesus. And so the information we have about the resurrection of Jesus comes from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and what they told us about Jesus' life. And we also have the letters that were written by his followers. Including the letters of Paul and of Peter, his disciple. Actually, other ancient sources refer to the death of Jesus. There are Jewish writings that say the tomb was empty. People report that the tomb, Jesus' tomb, was empty after a few days. And even these sources which didn't like the message of Jesus, they explained that Jesus was crucified and that his tomb was emptied. One of the earliest sources we have for the resurrection of Jesus is Paul's letters. In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he writes in chapter 15, he says that this is the thing of most importance. He says in verse 3, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And he was buried, And he was raised to life on the third day. According to the scriptures. That means that he was in fulfillment of the prophets. Paul says he appeared to Peter. And then to the 12, I think you call them Rasul, his 12 apostles.
And
Paul said after that he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time. And Paul says when he's writing that most of these people are still alive. And it says that he appeared to James and to all of the apostles. So Paul says, I pass this on to you and I receive this as well. He explains that he received this from Peter and James. James is the brother of Jesus. And Peter was the chief disciple of Jesus. So we know that Paul met with Peter and James just a few years after Jesus was crucified. He met with them, James and Peter, just a few years after the death and resurrection of Jesus. So James and Peter saw Jesus risen from the dead. And a few years later they told Paul about it. And Paul writes about it in his letter. Maybe 10 years or so after that. So this is eyewitness testimony. Reported to Paul. And then he writes about it. And he's writing about things that happened just 10, 15 years earlier. And he says most of the 500 people that saw Jesus, they're still alive. You can go to church and you meet someone who saw Jesus risen from the dead. Thousands of people met people who saw Jesus risen from the dead. So this is very early eyewitness testimony. If this was a court of law, it would be very strong evidence. Now, we know things that happened 10 years ago and 15 years ago. I remember things that happened 50 years ago. I was a kid in Australia when the Beatles came to Australia. You've all heard of the Beatles.
I don't think so.
They haven't heard of the Beatles. Oh, not a good example. Yeah, that's right. They're a very famous rock band. So 50 years ago, I remember them. And so when you write about things that happened in your lifetime, that's very strong evidence. Many other people were alive as well. Now, I don't usually speak about Islam, but I want to make a comparison with Islam. The sources we have on the life of Muhammad, do you know when they were written down? I don't mean the Quran, I mean the Sirah and the Hadith. They were written down 200 to 300 years after Muhammad.
It's the truth.
The earliest biography of Muhammad we have was written 200 years after the Hijra. Two or 300 years is a long time. What if the only evidence you had for someone's life was written down 200 years after they lived?
چی میشه وقتی که شما اولین مدرکی که از این نفر دارید بخواد 200-300 سال بعد از مرگ اون شخص چطور میتونه اطمینان حاصل کنید که اون واقعیت
200-300 years ago there were actually no Europeans in Australia. Australia didn't exist.
200-300 سال پیش هیچ اروپایی تو استرالیا نبود. حتی استرالیا خودش وجود داشت نداشت.
That's a long time.
و این زمان خیلی طولانی است.
But the Gospels, they were written down within the lifetime of people that knew Jesus.
ولی رسولان زمانی نوشتارشون رو نوشتن که هنوز کسایی که عیسی مسیح رو زندگی دیده بودن و خیلی آدم بودن در اون زمان که این اتفاقات رو به چشم دیده بودن و اونا میتونستن موافقت کنن بگن آره درست این چیزی که رسولان میگن یا اینکه نه اشتباه دارن میگن.
So the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus is very very strong.
پس مدرکی که ما داریم برای رستاخیز عیسی مسیح خیلی قوی است.
The evidence for his crucifixion is very strong as well.
و مدرکی که داریم برای اینکه عیسی مسیح رو به صلیب کشیدن هم بسیار داریم.
He was killed by professional executioners.
با قاتل‌های خیلی تصور قاتل‌های خیلی حرفه‌ای کشته شد عیسی مسیح.
And when he rose from the dead, more than 500 people saw him alive.
و وقتی که اون از مرگ دوباره به زندگی برگشت بیش از 500 نفر اون رو زنده دیدن.
We also know that without the resurrection, the Christian movement would have never continued.
ما همچنین می‌دونیم که بدون رستاخیز حرکت مسیحیان هیچ وقت ادامه پیدا نمی‌کرد.
Only the resurrection can explain why the followers of Jesus kept on with their belief.
فقط رستاخیز هست که میتونه ثابت کنه چرا پیروان مسیحیت همچنان این اعتقاد رو دارن.
If the resurrection never happened, then all the disciples would have just gone back home and gone on with their fishing.
اگر که رستاخیز اتفاق نمی‌افتاد، تمام رسولان برمی‌گشتن سر زندگی قبلیشون و برمی‌گشتن سر ماهیگیریشون.
Imagine you follow someone for 3 years.
فرض کنید که شما یه نفر رو برای 3 سال ازش پیروی کنید.
You believe they're going to save the nation.
و اعتقاد داشته باشید که او میتونه جامعه رو نجات بده.
And then they're crucified.
و بعد اونو به صلیب بکشن.
And you see it with your own eyes.
و شما ببینید با چشمان خودتون که روی صلیبه.
The party is over.
So, پس همه چی تموم شده در نظر گرفته.
Well, you give up and you go home.
و شما دیگه ادامه نمیدید و برمیگردید به خونه.
This person we believed in was a failure.
چون وقتی بهش نگاه می‌کنی می‌بینی که یه شکست بود.
And we know that Jesus' disciples actually they went back fishing again. They picked up.
و ما می‌دونیم که در واقع رسولان واقعا برگشتن سر زندگی قبلیشون بعد از اینکه.
But something changed them.
ولی یه چیزی اونا رو عوض کرد.
Instead of being fishermen, they became missionaries.
به جای اینکه ماهیگیر باشن تبدیل شدن به کسایی که دنبال معمولیت خداوند هستن.
What changed them?
چه چیزی اونا رو عوض
کرد؟ They were changed because they saw the risen Lord Jesus.
اونا عوض شدن به خاطر اینکه اونا دیدن رستاخیز عیسی مسیح.
And they believed that he was risen from the dead.
و اونا اعتقاد داشتن که از مرگ برگشته شده.
And the other thing that changed them was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon them.
و چیزی دیگه که اونا رو عوض کرد قدرت روح القدس بود بر اونا.
Now of Jesus' 12 apostles,
پس دوازده رسولان عیسی مسیح.
11 we are told were killed for the belief in Jesus. You don't give your life to believe in someone who was a fake. If they made up the story about Jesus being raised from the dead, they wouldn't have given their lives for it.
از مرگ برگشته نمیشن جونشون رو برای این داستان نمیدن.
But they preached the message of Jesus Christ and because of that they were killed.
ولی اونا سخنرانی کردن برای این مسیج رو این پیام رو بیشتر پخش هم کردن.
Actually, we call someone who dies for their faith and the Christian faith, we call them a martyr, a witness, means a witness to Christ.
کسی که توی مسیحیت میمیره ما بهش میگیم یه شاهده عیسی مسیح است.
This is a very different idea from a shahid in Islam.
ولی با شهید و شاهد در اسلام فرق داره.
In Islam, you're shahid if you try to kill someone.
در اسلام شما شهیدی اگر سعی کنید کسی رو بکشید.
In the Christian faith, you're a shahid, you're a martyr if you preach the gospel.
و در مسیحیت شما یک شاهدی نه شهیدی اگر که پیام مسیح رو
تبلیغ کنید. Lose your life because you refuse to deny Jesus Christ.
و شما جونتون رو از دست بدید به خاطر اینکه سر بزنید از اینکه اعتقادتون رو زیر پا
بذارید. Of those 12 apostles, 11 gave their lives for their belief and for their faith.
از 12 رسول عیسی مسیح 11 نفرشون جونشون به خاطر عیسی مسیح.
Only the resurrection can explain their faith.
فقط رستاخیز میتونه این اعتقاد رو توضیح بده.
Only the resurrection can explain why they were willing to give their lives.
و فقط رستاخیز میتونه توضیح بده که چرا اونها علاقه داشتن که جونشون رو در مسیح بدن.
Now these four gospels, they each tell us about the resurrection.
این چهار رسولی که راجع به رستاخیز برای ما صحبت میکنن.
They're all a little bit different in their details.
توی جزئیاتشون با هم متفاوت هستن.
And that's to be expected because they represent people's testimony about what they saw.
و این قابل درکه چون این در واقع شهادت افراد هست نسبت به چیزی که دیدن.
If you ask 10 people if they saw something and the same thing, you ask them 10 people, they'll each describe it slightly differently.
اگر شما 10 نفر که یه واقعه خاص رو دیدن از هر کدومشون سوال بکنید، هر کدومشون به صورت متفاوت اون واقعه رو تشریح می‌کنه.
This is the one from Luke's gospel.
این از لوک هست.
Have we read this passage yet? Have we read the passage yet? Could someone please read it for us? It's Luke 24. Oh, we have it up here. Yeah. Could you read it aloud for us, please?
روز یکشنبه صبح خیلی زود زنها دارو و اطریاتی رو که تهیه کرده بودن و خب برداشته به سر قبر. وقتی به آنجا رسیدن دیدن سنگ بزرگی اجاره نمایی قبر به کنار قطعانیده شده است. پس وارد قبر شدن، اما جسد عیسی خداوند آنجا نبود. ایشان مات و محبوب ایستاده در این فکر بودن که بر سر جسد چه ماننده است. ناگهان دو مرد با لباس درخشان و پیره کننده در مقابل ایشان ظاهر شدند. زنان بسیار ترسیدن و آنان را تعظیم کردند. آن دو مرد پرسیدند چرا در بین مردگان به دنبال شخص زنده میگردید؟ عیسی اینجا نیست، او زنده شده است. به یاد آورید سخنانی را که در جلیل به شما گفت که میبایست به دست مردم گناهکار تسلیم شده کشته شود و در روز سوم برخیزد. آنگاه زنان گفتههای عیسی را به یاد آوردند. پس با عجله به اورشلیم بازگشتند و آن 11 شاگرد و سایرین را از این وقایع آگاه سازند. زنانی که به سر قبر رفته بودند عبارت بودند از مریم مجدلیه، یونا، مریم مادر یعقوب و چند زن دیگر. ولی شاگردان گفتههای زنان را افسانه پنداشتند و نمیتوانستند باور کنند. اما پتروس به سوی قبر دوید تا ببیند چه اتفاقی افتاده است. وقتی به آنجا رسید خم شد و با دقت به داخل قبر نگاه کرد. فقط کفن خالی آنجا بود. او حیران و متعجب به خانه بازگشت.
Well, let's just go over a bit of the background to these events.
الان میخوام یه کمی به جزئیات این اتفاق بپردازیم.
Jesus was crucified by the Roman authorities.
عیسی مسیح توسط رومی ها به صلیب کشیده شد.
That's because some of the Jews hated what he was saying.
That
the crucifixion was a terrible punishment. It was done for the very worst criminals. It was done in public with many people watching. After the crucifixion, a wealthy man gave his tomb for Jesus to be, his body to be laid in.
بعد از به صلیب کشیده شدن عیسی مسیح، مرد ثروتمندی اون مقبره خودش رو داد که عیسی مسیح رو در اون قرار بدن.
The tomb was a cave.
و اون مقبره یه غار بود.
It had a big stone in front of it that you could roll back.
و یه سنگ خیلی بزرگ جلوی اون بود که میتونستید به قدر جلوش بسته بشه.
At that time when they buried people, they would wrap them in strips of cloth.
و در اون زمان وقتی مردم می‌مردن اونها رو توی بانداج و سری مواد استرالی
and in the cloth they would put spices for the body
و یه سری مواد داخل اون به اصطلاح اون بانداج می‌ذاشتن برای بدن مرده.
But when Jesus was crucified it was almost the start of the Jewish Sabbath on Friday.
وقتی که عیسی مسیح به صلیب کشیده شد در واقع سبت بود، روزی که برای یهودی
And it was forbidden for pious Jews to be doing something like preparing a body on the Sabbath.
و در اون روز یهودیان اجازه ندادن که انجام بدن اون عملیات اصلا پیچیدن مرده.
So they quickly put him in the tomb.
پس اونا خیلی سریع اون رو داخل مقبره گذاشتن.
And then now the Sabbath is finished, it's Sunday morning. And the women come and they bring spices to prepare the body for burial. But when they come to the tomb, they see the stone is rolled away. And the tomb is open. And actually, these women become the first witnesses of the empty tomb. And it's very interesting that it was the women that saw first. Because in the culture at the time, women's testimony was not as valid as a man's testimony.
چون در اون زمان شهادت زن بند ارزشش بند شهادت یک مرد نبود.
If someone was making this story up, they would have had men
there. کسی قرار بود داستانی بسازه احتمالاً یه مرد بوده.
But it was women who saw that the tomb was empty.
ولی زنان بودن که دیدن که اونجا خالی است.
Welcome.
پس این نشون میده که کسی نباید اون جسد رو بدوزه.
So this is all this evidence that we see for the reality of the resurrection. So the two men, they see these angels, they're just called men, they just look like men. And they say to the women, why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's not here, he has risen from the dead. And then the angel said, you remember he told you about this. He told you before that he would be delivered to sinful men, that he would be killed and crucified, and then he would rise again. And as the angels tell them that, they remember, oh, he did say that. But at the time they couldn't understand. Anyway, the women go back to tell men. And they tell the man, Jesus is risen from the dead. His tomb is empty. We saw angels. And what do the men do? They don't believe the women. Very bad mistake. Because the women were speaking the truth. Anyway, Peter, he runs to the tomb to see for himself. And he bends over to look in the tomb. And he sees the grave clothes lying there. And it says he walks away really wondering, what does this mean? Later, Jesus appears to Peter. And he calls Peter to lead the flock, lead the people of God. Well, this is the history of the life of Jesus. It's been written by people that knew him. Hundreds of witnesses saw these things happen. And the resurrection of Jesus is the foundation of our faith. I have a friend of mine, an Iranian man. And I have a lot of Iranian friends. This is one friend. And he doesn't speak English very well. And he helps out at our church. And he said, can I come in last Friday to help out? It was Good Friday. And I said, no, you can't come on Good Friday. Because that's the day when Jesus dies. It's a holy day for us. And he SMS'd me back. He said, Jesus is always alive. And I thought, that's true, he is. And my friend knows that because he was healed by Jesus. A miracle happened in his body and he was raised up from being paralyzed. He could walk again. Dead people can't heal other people. The risen Son of God brings healing and life. Jesus is always alive. And on Easter Day, our tradition is to say, he is risen. And because he is risen, we know that God will raise those who believe in him. All who die believing in Christ will
که در عیسی مسیح بمیره دوباره به زندگی برخواهد گشت.
They have the sure hope of eternal life with God.
و یک زندگی لایتنهایی با خداوند خواهند داشت.
Because he was raised, we will be raised.
چون او رستاخیز کرد، ما هم رستاخیز خواهیم کرد.
It's the gospels explain that we will be given a new body.
رسولان میگن که ما یه بدن جدید خواهیم گرفت.
Still ourselves, but improved.
این خود ما است که مالی یکم بهتر شدیم.
And there will be a new creation.
و یک خلقت جدید خواهد بود.
In the presence of God.
در حضور خدا.
What happens to us when we die?
چه اتفاقی واسه ما میفته وقتی ما میمیریم؟
The Bible speaks about it in a few different ways.
انجیل در این باره در روش مختلف صحبت میکنه.
Sometimes we read that it says that we go straight to be with God in the presence of God. When Jesus was crucified, there was the thief being crucified with him. And the thief believed in Jesus. He was a criminal. And Jesus said to him when he believed, he said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." So Jesus seemed to be saying that he would go straight to be with God. Sometimes the Bible speaks about us as falling asleep when we die. And it's like our souls is kept in God's care. Until the time when Jesus returns, and then all those who believe in him will be raised to life. I think sleeping is very quick sometimes. You can sleep for a long time, but as you close your eyes, then you wake up again.
من اعتقاد دارم که خوابیدن خیلی سریع اتفاق میفته. حتی شما وقتی که مدت طولانی میخوابید برای شما مثل یه لحظه است.
I think it's like that when we die.
من فکر میکنم که شبیه این وقتی ما میمیریم.
We wake up, for us it's instant.
وقتی که ما میخوابیم مثل زمان.
And Jesus raises us from the dead.
و عیسی مسیح ما رو دوباره از خاک.
Actually, time might have passed since then, but we're not aware of it.
مثل اینکه ما متوجه نیستیم اون گذر زمان.
This is the Christian hope.
In
the Bible calls it a sure hope. A certain hope. The Bible calls it a certain
hope.
We can have confidence if we have faith that Christ has died for our sins.
ما میتونیم اعتماد به نفس داشته باشیم اگر که اعتماد داشته باشیم که عیسی مسیح برای گناهان ما مرده.
Just as he was raised to life, so we will also be raised to life.
که چون اون از مرگ به زندگی برگشت، ما هم میتونیم از مرگ به زندگی برگشت.
Jesus was the first fruits of the harvest.
عیسی مسیح در واقع مثل میوه نوبری هست که اولین میوه که بالا فصل.
He was the first ripe apple on the tree, and we are all the other apples.
اون مثل اولین سیب رسیده روی درخت ما هم مثل بقیه سیبایی که روی درخته.
Another way the Bible speaks about it, this is a down payment.
جوری دیگه که انجیل در این باره صحبت میکنه اینه که این یه پیش پرداخت بوده.
Have you ever taken out a loan to buy a car or a house or something?
تا حالا وام گرفتی برای خونه بخریم یا ماشین بخریم.
You have to make a down payment first.
شما مجبوری که اول پیش پرداخت بوده شد.
Then you keep up the other payments.
و بعد یه سری پرداخت ادامه
داشت. The Bible says the resurrection of Jesus is the down payment.
انجیل میگه که مرگ عیسی مسیح اون پیش پرداخت است.
On our salvation.
برای
we can have confidence that we'll be raised in the resurrection to be with God because Jesus was raised from the dead.
و ما دوباره زندگی برمی‌گردیم تا خداوند زندگی کنیم همطوری که عیسی مسیح زندگی برگشت.
The followers of Jesus, they knew this.
پیروان عیسی مسیح می‌دونن.
That when they saw what Jesus had done and how he'd been raised from the dead.
و وقتی دیدن که عیسی مسیح مرد و دوباره برگشت به زندگی.
Their job was to tell everyone.
وظیفه اونها گفتن به بقیه بود.
Jesus is alive.
که عیسی مسیح زنده.
And because of that, God will raise all who believe in him.
و به خاطر اون تمام پیروان هم زنده خواهند شد.
The historical evidence is very, very strong.
مدارک تاریخی که داریم خیلی خیلی قوی هست.
And the Spirit of God in our hearts testifies that this is the truth. This means that if someone dies in Christ, death is not something to be afraid of. Paul writes in one of his letters, he says, death, where is your sting? You don't need to fear death. You don't need to fear death. If you trust in Christ. Actually, a Christian funeral can be a very, very joyful time. If you come to my funeral in the future, I want you to be praising God full of joy. If you're there, you have my permission to say, Jesus is alive. This is the Christian faith. I would like to pray with you now. Perhaps there's someone here who's never given their life to Christ. Never invited Jesus to be the Lord of your life. If you would like to pray a prayer giving your life to Jesus, I'd like to lead you in that prayer now. This prayer, I'll invite you to confess that you're a sinner, that you need the forgiveness of God. To say to God, I believe Jesus has died for me. And ask to be made a child of God. And to be given the gift of eternal life. That you too will be raised with Jesus. If you would like to pray this prayer, I invite you to just stand now. If you've prayed it before, that's okay. I'll pray again with you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. You could just say it after my chin. Heavenly Father, I confess that I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. Thank you that Jesus died for me. And he was raised for me. I choose to receive this gift of forgiveness today. Please, Father, make me your child. Give me the gift of eternal life. Pour out your Spirit upon me, Lord. I want to be raised with Jesus Christ. And I choose to follow him as my Lord.